Mr. Hunt called Percy Foreman one day, and he told Mr. Foreman that he had a young lawyer in his office that had come up with a lot of ideas as to why James Earl Ray should enter a guilty plea in the killing of Martin Luther King. And the young lawyer was myself, and he asked if I came to Houston, would Percy Foreman visit with me and go over the theories that I had jotted down. And Percy Foreman agreed to do that. I left the next morning.
Currington made the quick flight from Dallas to Houston, took a cab from the airport, and arrived at Foreman's office. He was not empty-handed.
I had a briefcase with $125,000 cash in it. Mr. Foreman and I probably exchanged a few pleasures for 2 or 3 minutes, and I just simply stated to him that I had jotted down 125,000 reasons why James Earl Ray should plead guilty to killing Martin Luther King, and would like to leave those reasons with him. And Percy Foreman, without any comment, said, just leave your briefcase. That was the extent of our conversation.